Ringers.
Hello. Our moral maze tonight was meant to be the notion of personal responsibility. But sod that. You see, out there in the jungle, I had an epiphany whilst painting my face and sitting in my own excrement. So I'm making some changes round here. Joining me in Croc Creek is Clifford Longley, religious broadcaster and author.
This all seems highly irregular, Michael.
Melanie Phillips, columnist and despair made flesh.
Did I really have to parachute in here strapped to Rabbi Lionel Blue?
And chart-topper rapper Tinchy Strider, safe. Right, the public have been voting who they want to do the first elite middle-class angst trial. Clifford Longley, it's not you.
Whew. Thank you, everyone at home. Thank you.
Tinchy Strider, it's not you.
Result.
Melanie Phillips, it could be. Yes, of course it's you.
Oh, Michael, it's not too late. We can still sneer at a rabbi just like the old days, surely.
Melanie, you're going to be locked in a box with this slimy creature.
Hello, everyone.
Portillo, no! Oh, please, not Portillo!
If at any time you want to come out, just shout, I'm a crashing bore on Radio 4. Get me out of here.
And now, Her Majesty the Queen.
Greetings to you all. My husband and I have travelled widely this year, both
well,
here...
Well, I'm afraid we have to leave our English viewers there. Thanks to the hastily cobbled-together agreement following the referendum, viewers in Scotland will now be having our own Queen's Christmas message, while viewers in Wales will have a festive edition of Pobl y Cwm from 1973.
Christmas and a special hoots mon to my Scottish subjects cowering in their mud huts in the furthest reaches of the empire. My family's kinship for Scotland and the Scottish people is well documented. One of my grandsons is a ginge, you know. And only last month I had a bowl of porridge and my husband started a fight with a complete stranger. This year, of course, you voted in an historic referendum. As monarch of Great Britain, I kept completely out of the campaign so that you could make your minds up whether to remain a part of the United Kingdom or be plunged into a hellish future under Fatty Salmond and his SNP goon squad. Thankfully, my government successfully pretended to care about Scotland just enough... that you voted to remain a part of the UK. Now the SNP seem to have changed their leader, getting rid of Shrek and replacing him with what seems to be that mutant child from the Crankies. So hopefully the problem will not arise again. One naturally was mightily relieved when one heard the vote. You might have heard my Prime Minister saying that I purred on the phone. I did not purr. That was actually the noise of our motor car. Philip prefers to keep our bags packed and the engine running during any vote concerning the Constitution. So we'd be across the border and into France with the civil list cash before you could say Republic of Britain. So while your dreams of once again being a proud, independent nation may lie in tatters... at least I've still got somewhere to go on holidays where I can enjoy shooting deer and maiming the occasional crofter in friendly fire incidents without feeling like a teetotaler in a Glasgow pub. So, in conclusion, join me, still your queen, and don't you forget it, in a toast to the Union. Oh, Jesus, what is this crap? Iron Brew? I've changed my mind. Salmon, they're all yours.
Good afternoon, Brian Bingo, Marie speaking, how can I help you?
Good afternoon, you answered the phone very quickly and very efficiently. It's Ed Miliband speaking, just a very quick call. I just wanted to arrange a visit where I could participate and play the game of bingo like an ordinary, everyday person.
Right, all you need to do is, when you come in, just join on front of house, and then we'll get you a card sorted.
That's reassuringly very simple, because I think it's important that I just appear like an ordinary, everyday person.
Well, there's no reason why I shouldn't,
Miller. Well, yeah. I just wonder if I could ask you for a moment. What actually is bingo?
Well, basically, it's someone calls the numbers out, you mark them off on a piece of paper, all the machines, and when you get a line, you shout, and you get your prize money.
Ah, I think what's interesting about bingo is that it relates to the Marxist-Leninist theory of the redistribution of the means of production and wealth from the aristocracy to the wider proletariat. It'll just be me, 4 security guards, and some reporters, and 2 or 3 PR consultants. But other than that, it'll be a very simple sort of affair.
Yeah, no problem.
Well, I look forward to it, and thank you for being one of those people that I talk to up and down the country.
Yeah, no problem.
Oh, Robert, it's Christmas. Why are you so down in the dumps? Boo-boop-be-doo. You're not still moping about having to put down ISIS.
I loved that dog. And it wasn't just ISIS. I also had to put down Al-Qaeda, the cat. Boko Haram, the budgie. Hezbollah, the guinea pig. And Taliban, the French poodle.
Oh, not dear Taliban.
But it's not that. It's these damned house guests we keep having. Why do I have to put up with excruciating people under my roof who seem to exist only to antagonise me? First it was that socialist Miss Bunting, then that cad art historian Simon Bricker.
Oh, yes. He was very keen to get his hands on Cora's constables.
The modern world is changing, Father. We must all adapt or die. Look, I've been practising a second facial expression to go with my constipated squirrel one.
I'll be damned, Mary, if I have to live in a world where I can't just wall up a servant in a chimney just because I fancy it. Oh, God. Here comes our offensive guest now.
The motoring enthusiast, Mr. Jeremiah Clarkson, is here, my lord.
Hello! Sorry, Lord Grantham, I just stole your Morris Cowley bullnose and ploughed it straight into a suffragette rally.
Oh, gosh, I think there's been some sort of mistake. This fellow isn't offensive at all.
Wait, here's another one. Foreigners are stupid, and they smell.
What a truly witty observation, worthy of myself.
Blimey, the 1930s are hard work. Okay. Children should be beaten with sticks.
Sensible policies for a happy Britain.
And I much prefer Italian cars.
Carson.
Oh, dear, my lord. I appear to have been cleaning your gun accidentally and to have accidentally loaded that gun and accidentally aimed and shot it at your guest.
Maybe accidentally shoot him a few more times, just to be sure.
Nigel Farage, ho, 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 let me speak. You're listening to a special festive edition of Live from the Blacksmith's Arms, coming to you from the UKIP Christmas Party. Christmas is my favourite time of year. You'll always find me lurking in the doorways, holding mistletoe above scantily clad young ladies. I love a woman with her bristles out, unless she's breastfeeding, in which case it's disgusting. Get in that bloody corner. Here at UKIP, we always celebrate in the same way. We skip dinner, have a dozen scotches, and then gather around for a few variety performances. My beloved black colleague, Winston McKenzie, always sings an incredibly beautiful soul number, which is barely surprising as they have the best voices. And that can't be racist because I'm saying something positive. Then Roger Helmer blacks up and does a hilarious rendition of the same song. And that's not racist either, because they do dance like that. For my final performance this year, I'm doing UKIP Calypso, dressed as a sexy Santa. My wife tells me it's phenomenal, and you can't question her tastes. Anyway, best get back to the party. The buffet's coming out, and those volivants aren't going to pop themselves down my secretary's cleavage. Barkeep, mine's a manger full of advocaat. It's what Jesus would have wanted.
Welcome to Crime Watch. We start tonight with an incident which took place on the 1st of December this year. I'm joined by Chief Inspector Doesn't Look Like a Policeman Somehow.
Well, Kirsty, this is a particularly nasty crime. Two elderly men were ambushed on the way back from a carol service.
Sorry to interrupt you, officer, but where's your Santa hat?
You don't seriously expect me to wear that, do you?
All TV shows at this time of the year have to be Christmassy. It's the law.
Well, surely not Crime Watch.
Just put it on.
Anyway, as I was saying, these two men were badly beaten, and tragically, this did result in... Do you have to ring those bells?
Ho, 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 yes.
Right. Right, we're looking for the man responsible.
He's behind you.
What?
Just joking, have some mulled wine. Now we can go live to the crime scene. Officer, if you could just talk us through what we're seeing on our screens.
Well, yes, as you can see here, this is... Oh, my God, what have you done?
We've Christmassified the scene to make it our very own murder grotto. We've even retraced the outline of the dead body with fake snow. Pretty, isn't it?
No.
Oh, come on, pull my cracker. Oh, you won. What is it?
It's a tiny plastic model of the murder weapon.
If you recognise this hammer, please call in now and a police officer dressed as an elf will take your call.
BBC Radio 4. Coming up later, on a very special festive edition of You and Yours, Winifred Robinson reveals how Mary and Joseph could have saved £2.43 if they'd booked their trip to Bethlehem online. But first, it's the Archers.
What's up, Clary? Not used to seeing you like this at Christmas.
Oh, Eddie, haven't you noticed when Tom Archer went off to Canada, he came back a bit different?
Different?
Yes, his voice completely changed. Isn't that right, Joe? Exactly, Joe. The rumour is the new producer replaced him with...
With what?
A proper actor.
So what if he did?
Then it could happen to us, Eddie.
Don't be daft. We are proper actors. Oh, look, here's Rob. How are you getting on, Rob? I ain't seen you in a bit.
Yes, well, I haven't been myself.
Oh, he sounds just like that Anthony Hopkins now.
Oh, Clarice. Can you still hear the pigs screaming? Barkeep, glass of Chianti for me. And a pint of Ambridge's Old Generic for my good friend, Eddie.
Oh, much obliged. See, Clary, Rob sounds his usual happy self. Exactly, Joe. If anything, he sounds less evil than he used to. We're not going to be replaced. Let's have a few jars and enjoy ourselves.
Oh, no, Joe. You've had quite enough.
Clary, what's happened to you? You're Penelope Cruz.
Don't be ridiculous. I'm just the browbeaten matronly Clary I've always been in this low-cut, sheer Gucci mini dress.
Oh, no. Clary was right. We're all being replaced by proper actors. Joe, say something grumbling and incoherent to soothe my jangled nerves.
More than happy to, Eddie, old chap.
Joe, you've become Bill Nighy.
You really shouldn't get yourself into a tizzy.
It's going to happen to us all. Help!
Don't fuss, Joe. Shut up and get a grip and you'll be fine. Or my name's not Michael Tucker.
Stay at yours. Are you out of your mind? Your house smells of fags.
New to the App Store, the Penelope Wilton Auto-Tune app. For all the horrible things you and your family say to each other over the festive period. Simply say them into your phone or tablet and Penelope will make them sound really lovely. Use the app around the Christmas tree.
A new kitchen bin, not earrings then.
Use the app to sort out sleeping arrangements.
That's it. We're going to go and stay at the Travel Lodge because they're not racists there.
Build bridges with your children.
Chloe, here's your phone. I think someone just texted you. What on earth is a dick pic?
organise your festive viewing.
If I can't watch Doctor Who, I'm going to kill myself.
Let Penelope Wilton say it for you. From Awkward Conversations...
All right, we admit it. Your brother Dominic really is our favourite.
To Ultimatums...
If I have to watch Doctor Who, I'm going to kill myself.
It'll even work with shouted or screamed words.
Well, if he'd offered to help with the cooking, Alan might still be alive.
So try the Penelope Wilton Auto-Tune app this Christmas, whether you're giving...
You'll notice the marzipan spells out tosser.
Or receiving...
Was the puppy alive when you wrapped it? To a special Christmas edition of The Reunion. Joining me are a group of people who together witnessed something truly historic. Some of them haven't met for 2014 years. Yes, it's the members of the nativity scene. Mary, turning to you first, what was the standout moment for you during that time?
Well, Sue, it was giving birth to Christ, the Son of God, really. That's the main thing I'll take away.
Yes. Gosh, yes, I can imagine it would be.
For me, it was probably making lots of cups of tea for people.
Right, thank you, Joseph. Moving on.
I mean, you know, half of people, you know, don't realise how many cups of tea I made. It was a lot, actually. And, you know, if someone isn't there to make tea, people could get quite parched, you know. It's quite a busy time for me, actually, and it's not as if there was a kettle in our room.
Yes, about that. Local hotelier Marcus. Now, you turned the Mother of God away from your inn. Any regrets?
Look, they knew we were going to be busy. Why didn't they book in advance? And I might add, they left a very misleading review in TripAdvisor.
Turning now to the angel Gabriel.
Hello, Sue.
Gabriel, what do you remember of the moment you appeared to the shepherds?
Well, they behaved like most of the people I meet, totally freaked out. And I think that's what's been lost, Sue. Why am I exclusively portrayed by six-year-old girls? I'm 9 feet tall, and if I burped, it would melt your face off. But no, it's always the second prettiest girl in the year with some tinfoil round her head.
Oh, you do wear a dress, Gabriel.
Exactly, Mary. We're giant winged transvestites. What could be more majestic?
Yes, on to the three wise men. Melchior, you're mainly remembered by the public for your gifts.
Oh, no, they were a bit of an afterthought, really. I mean, we were so late by the time we got there, and then we suddenly thought, oh, no, gifts! No. To be honest, we just grabbed what we could from a service station.
So, Melchior, why frankincense?
Well, it was that or a Ginster's pasty.
Welcome to Newsnight. I'm Evan Davies, like Nosferatu practising his smile in the mirror. Now, it might be Christmas time here, but war still rages around the world. Our chief international correspondent and weird-voiced news banshee, Lise Doucette, joins me now on massive screen. Lise, what's the latest where you are?
Well, Evan, I'm looking at a scene of utter devastation. The anger here is palpable.
Over there in Syria?
No, Evan, I'm spending a family Christmas at my sister's house in Lincoln. I'm standing on a small carpeted landing area outside the bedroom door of my sister Claire, where an hour ago that door was slammed shut. Apparently, I got a bit too competitive during a game of Pictionary and suggested she was cheating during a crucial all-play round.
Is there any sign of a peace deal?
One has to understand it's a complex web of alliances here. Also, communication broke down fairly quickly as my in-laws couldn't understand a word I was saying. the last few days has seen ceasefires come and go amongst simmering tensions and frantic diplomacy in what was seen by Claire as a targeted attack. No one offered to help with lunch until she had, quote, done nearly all of it already.
Are there many casualties caught in the crossfire?
Already I'm seeing the first trickle of displaced people. I found Claire's husband in the shed with an Airfix kit and a bottle of Cointreau. I've got to go now, Evan. I'm booking a flight to the relative calm of Holmes.
BBC Radio 4. In our increasingly desperate attempts to cover all bases and demonstrate that we're not just for posh C of E types, we present the Christmas message to all his followers from the ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi.
This year my bloodthirsty supporters and I have travelled widely, slaughtering the disbelievers and burning their flags. Sorry, a bit of drone noise in the background there. It's one every 2 minutes round our way. As I was saying, we have been struck by the warm welcomes that we have...
As the new leader of ISIS, I pledge that we will continue to rampage across Syria, bringing death and destruction across all...
As the new leader of ISIS, I pledge that we will continue to punish the infidel and...
You! Come on, you're next! There is no one else.
Hello, I'm Nick Clegg. The deputy leader of ISIS. Now, you might be wondering why the Liberal Democrats would go into coalition with a party so diametrically opposite to our values as ISIS. But there's a lot we share. We both wear sandals, we're both hated by everyone, and the way things are going, it looks like we'll both be wiped out by May.
You're listening to Today with me, John Humphreys, and my word, who are you?
My name is Snow White, and these are my little animal helpers.
What?
Oh, haven't you heard? You've been acquired. The Today program has been bought by Disney.
Can you tell this little bluebird to stop straightening my tie?
Can't be grumpy now, John. Not in a Disney show.
This is not a Disney show. Not on my watch.
Everyone's agreed to it, John.
We'll see about that. The Prime Minister joins me on the line. Mr. Cameron, is Boris Johnson a threat to your leadership?
Well, look, let me say this. I won the last election because I'm the ometer swinger, not just the top MP.
Right.
What I desire is not to retire, but to quash this conspiracy.
Right. Let me bring in Boris Johnson. But what David is forgetting is this. I'm a key right winger, the London VIP. I've reached the top and had to stop, and that's what's bothering me. I want to be Premier PM and live at number 10 and use my eccentricities to put my country men at ease with my bonkers voice and certain savoir-faire. When you have bluff hilarities like cycle helmets over massive hair. Prime Minister, you must admit his popularity is growing.
Now you must be pulling my leg.
It does sound absurd. Time to have a word with your deputy, Nick Clegg. Oh, you've got me at it now.
Oh, yoo-hoo, Kip. I wish we had your membership. Because there's hope for you. People vote for you. Boo-hoo-hoo. I think that I could run and cry. I want to win like you, drink gin like you, who can...
Right, I've had enough of this. Stop all this music, please, now. Mr. Miliband, can you outline Labour's policy on fossil fuels?
Well, I leave digging mines and singing hi-ho, hi-ho, it's off to work we go to other people. But let me just say this. If you're asked a question and you don't know what to say, talk a little waffle.
Like you're talking through a snorkel. If you're asked to comment on an issue of the day and you want a sound right, give a little sound bite. Blur, blur. Like when I talk to people up and down the country, from door to door, what I hear much more is that everyone wants to punch me.
I am fed up with all this singing. Let's go over to the radio car. Diane Abbott, are you there?
Well, if by there you mean Hackney, John, well then, yes, oh, John, I'm struggling to... John, the line is a bit,
Hello? Hello? Oh, this always happens.
When you're in the radio car, doesn't matter where you are, something always...
Hello?
And then the line goes down in the middle of a...
Diane?
Alva?
Can you hear me?
Begin to...
This is a nightmare.
Then John says...
We seem to be losing Diane Abbott there because the line's gone. Well, I'm sorry about that. Let's bring in Theresa May. Theresa, has British politics become a popularity contest?
Well, Ed's a grimacing grinner, so they won't put him in charge. My biggest fear about the vote this year is that idiot Farage.
Give me a booze bar where nobody's gay. I'm going to lead this country one day. I'll rule it for years and achieve all my goals. To shut up the queers and put out the polls.
Mr. Cameron?
Look, let me be clear on this. For you, the party's over. You're all alcoholics.
Everything you say is bollocks, but the booze bar. Give me a gin before they open the borders and let the buggers in.
John?
What? Snow White?
Snow White? No, it's Michelle. I think you might have nodded off during Thought for the Day.
So we haven't been taken over by Disney. It was all just a dream. Ah, well, thank heavens for that. Right, here's the news read for us now by Dumbo the Elephant.
Listening to Dead Ringers. It was performed by John Culshaw, Jan Ravens, Deborah Stevenson and Duncan Wisby. It was written by Tom Jamieson and Nev Fountain, Ed Emsden, Tom Coles, James Buck, Sarah Campbell. The producer was Bill Dare.